This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's episode comes to you from Georgia, Illinois, and Ohio. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. On today's program, Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams and Brandy Gallego of Franklin County Child Support Enforcement Services host a conversation with Liz Schreiber, the 2023 NCIA Emerging Leader Awardee. Liz is the Strategic Performance Planning Manager for the Georgia Department of Human Services Division of Child Support Services, and as we've been taught so well, it's the great state of Georgia. Learn how Liz uses data to help inform decision-making within the child support team and continuously impacts and improves services to Georgia families. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
I'm Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams. Welcome to On Location. I'm joined today by my co-host, Brandy Gallego of Franklin County Child Support Enforcement Services. Brandy, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thanks, Pat. My name is Brandy Gallego, and I have been at Franklin County Child Support in Columbus, Ohio for about 20 years.
Great, thank you. It's such a distinct pleasure today to bring you a conversation with Liz Schreiber. Liz is the NCIA 2023 Emerging Leader Awardee. She's the Strategic Performance Planning Manager for the Georgia Department of Human Services Division of Child Support Services. And I should have said, Liz, the great state of Georgia.
The NCIA Emerging Leader Award is presented annually to an individual that has improved a child support program or has enhanced the child support program in its mission in the last year. And the improvement is recognized as exemplary, one to be emulated by others. Congratulations, Liz. We're so pleased to welcome you today. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Thank you so much. I currently serve as the Strategic Performance Planning Manager for the Georgia Department of Human Services Division of Child Support Services. And I started my child support career in 2006. With no working knowledge of the child support program. And over the years, I've held several different positions and really learned a lot along the way. And I'm really passionate about the child support program because we really do tremendous work for the families that we serve.
Well, thank you, Liz. So what are your major responsibilities as the Strategic Performance Planning Manager? And how does your work, either directly or indirectly, impact the services delivered to Georgia families?
The majority of my responsibilities surround monitoring the division's performance and providing feedback on trends, issues, and recommendations for improvement, responding to data requests and providing data needed for our reports, our fact sheets, our transparency dashboards, and also providing weekly and monthly performance reports, as well as working on several projects. So I really see my role as a resource for the division staff, working to both support the local and state office units with any assistance that I can provide.
And you must be doing an amazing job for your colleagues to recognize you as this emerging leader. So congratulations again. In 2022, you are selected to participate in NCIU. Can you share how NCIU inspired you as well as challenged you?
NCIU was an awesome experience. The instructors for these cohorts are really top-notch, and they put a lot of effort into the material that we covered. One of the most impactful things for me was our discussion on leading yourself well. It's kind of like the oxygen mask in the airplane. You need to put yours on first before you can help others. You really have to lead yourself well with your time, your priorities, and energies. A lot of discussions around leadership really focus on interacting with others, but we have to remember that we can't pour from an empty cup. The connections that you make at NCU are also another huge benefit. One of our small groups talked a lot about really becoming more involved and challenged each other to commit to participating in more of the opportunities that NCU offers.
So in addition to your day job, you've also been very active in work groups with the National Council of Child Support Directors, NCIA, as well as the Federal Office of Child Support Services. How have these experiences helped you hone your leadership skills and your style?
I think the opportunities to serve on these work groups have really given me more confidence to try things that I may not have considered myself a good fit for. For example, I was asked if I'd like to collaborate on an article for a CSQ, where previously I may have declined because my comfort zone was really more focused on data analytics. But the team in Arizona was really great to work with, and I'm so glad that I took that opportunity. The work groups really demonstrate that many hands make light work with smaller groups within the work groups that can tackle different projects. The research subcommittee that I was able to assist co-chair this year had several work groups that worked on different projects, and we hope to have two papers released soon. But this was only possible because of those members volunteering their time and efforts. In my current position, my leadership role really relies heavily on gaining buy-in from staff that I don't directly supervise. And I really think this mirrors well with how the work groups operate, getting feedback from their members and collaborating to reach shared goals.
How has the use of technology helped improve outcomes in your state's child support program?
I would be remiss if I did not mention the DCSS On the Go mobile app. Our mobile app allows customers to request an appointment, make a payment, upload documents, and receive reminders of upcoming appointments and missed payments. The appointment feature has been really helpful. It allows the customer to select what type of appointment, whether that be a phone call, video conference, or an in-person appointment. Pre-pandemic, our local offices were averaging about 25,000 office visits per month. So this has been a really beneficial tool for our offices to stay connected to our customers. Our upload document feature allows users to upload verification documents through their mobile device. And to date, we have had over 500,000 documents that have been uploaded by our customers. And one of my favorite statistics are our mobile app collections. In federal fiscal year 22, the payments that were made on the mobile app totaled over $68 million. So the mobile app has just really proved to be a great tool to engage both our custodial and non-custodial parents in self-service options by allowing them to securely access their case information on any mobile device.
So Liz, are there any other thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge and thank my leadership team in the great state of Georgia. I would not be here with you today without their support and guidance. And for our audience listening, you probably have had the support of mentors or other coworkers in your child support journey. And no matter what your role is in your organization, I would challenge you to look for opportunities to share the knowledge you've gained on your path and encourage others in their professional development.
That's great advice. Thank you, Liz. And congratulations again on being selected as the NCIA 2023 Emerging Leader Awardee. Your leadership and commitment to your state program, your team members, as well as the National Child Support Program serve as an inspiration to continue to grow both professionally and personally. We appreciate learning of your work and the impacts of you and your team make every day to the lives of countless families. So thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. And again, I'm Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams. And on behalf of Brandy and Liz, and NCIA On Location, thank you very much for listening today.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCIA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.